Welcome back to Byline. I'm Rick Heldet. Yesterday, three people were killed and three others injured in two apparently related shooting incidents that occurred within about a two-hour span in Louisville's Parkland neighborhood. The incidents have city, neighborhood, and church leaders vowing to take action to help put a stop to such violence. And we just learned this afternoon that Louisville Metro Police report two men were shooting at each other in the area around Shawnee High School a short time ago. The school was already on heightened security, and police were in foot pursuit shortly afterward. And watch our website, listen to our newscast for developments on that. We don't know if that's related to yesterday's violence, but we will try to find out. We're here to talk about all of this as WFPL's Devin Katayama and Philip M. Bailey is back with us, both of whom reported on the shootings. Devin, let's go back to about 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon on South 32nd Street. What happened?
Well, I mean, it unraveled really quickly. We started seeing reports of shots fired. We weren't quite sure how many people were injured at the time. There were varying reports depending on which news organizations you were referring to. But what essentially happened is that police responded to a shooting where there were two individuals who were shot. Another one was taken to the hospital. The two individuals that were shot were both males, and they both were deceased. What happened is that when police, around 70 to 100 police and residents were on the streets dealing with that current shooting or the previous shooting, another shooting took place at that time. Two women, one woman shot the other woman, killed her on the spot. An officer who was on scene shot that woman and injured her as well.
So police have indicated, I guess nothing's official yet, but these two incidents obviously probably related.
Likely related. Yeah.
But we don't know exactly what prompted the first incident.
No, and today they had another press conference. Yesterday they had a lengthy press conference as well. Police Chief Conrad was Steve Conrad was very reluctant to kind of give away any details of the case just as yet. I think partly because they don't really know what a lot of the motives or any of the motives were really, why this happened, why the second shooting happened. So he was very careful in his wording today, not to give away too much of what they might suspect.
And Philip, you heard from Mayor Fisher last night. He had some reaction to it.
Yeah, the mayor came out, as many predicted, and condemned the shootings. Him and Police Chief Conrad both said this is something that they do not accept as far as the level of violence that was displayed in West Louisville yesterday. I think what we're seeing is a situation where, unlike some other homicides, where sort of an isolated incident, maybe isolated to that particular neighborhood, this began to spill over into different sectors. You saw Jefferson County Public Schools had to close down certain bus stops because kids were being let out in that area, so they weren't going to allow that. Then the hospitals had to be heightened security because some of these individuals, some were the perpetrators, some of the supposed victims were both being transported, and their supporters or family members were going to the hospital. And then you had the situation where, to be quite honest, this brazen shooting the resulted in the death of Makiba Lee. She was the young woman who was murdered yesterday, where another young lady, and I guess both of these women were somehow, sources say, were involved with some of the perpetrators or victims of the crime, the first shooting. They get into an altercation, and the young lady pulls out the gun and shoots her in front of hundreds of people, police officers, and basically every member of the media in the city of Louisville. So a public execution, really, in front of police while the police chief is on the scene. So I think all of the elements added together certainly are bringing a political forefront to this and bringing a political tint to it. But really there's a situation, as Devin mentioned earlier, where what are the details of the case? Who are the players involved? And already we're already seeing some armchair sociology a bit, why it happened by community leaders and stop the violence and those usual things we see. But I think reporters and investigators are still wanting to know certain details about who was involved, who was on whose side, who was killed, and for what reason, to get a better understanding of it before we just sort of launch into another anti-violence movement.
And Devin, you went to a meeting this morning of Mayor Fisher and some other community leaders.
Yeah, right? A bunch of West Louisville community leaders met with the mayor. Mayor Fisher was saying this was really a touch base kind of meeting. They just wanted to make sure the communication was flowing. And I think partly because the case relies so much on people who might have been around during the second shooting, tons of people who were on scene, they're really going to ask people, and they're asking people for help with figuring out what happened. We have a piece of audio that we're going to be playing right now. It pretty much summarizes how things went today.
The purpose of this morning was not to solve the problem of violence and gun violence in America or in our city. We have ongoing methods and forums to do that, but the purpose of this morning was to check in with each other to understand, are we communicating in the right way to the right people?
Our investigation is continuing. Investigators did work on into the night and are back at it today. We know that there were a number of people on the street during the altercation that led to the first shooting. We haven't identified all of those people, and any one of them may have information that is unique to them and their perspective of that incident that could be very important to us as we move forward in our criminal investigation. So it is important, I can't stress enough, that we still have unanswered questions, and we're not going to be able to answer those questions without more information.
A lot of times people are going to be reluctant to answer that door when they know that their neighbors may be watching. We are concerned about people not giving us information for fear that they may be retaliated against themselves.
We want to encourage our families to make use of the various resources that are available in our community. We are working on grief counseling and other opportunities. The various pastors and ministries and agencies that you see represented today are here for you. Let's look at the things that we can do in our neighborhoods to uplift our neighborhood and prove to us all collectively that we are about life. We do not want death.
And what you heard in the middle there was Police Chief Steve Conrad asking for community support. He says there's going to be three phases to the reaction to the shootings. The first phase, obviously, is the investigation, which is ongoing. The second phase is going to be the continued police presence in that area. And the third phase is going to be the communication between community members and the city. And part of that is the community developing and showing what resources are available to people in that community if they need help.
But really quickly, that's the point of contention that residents have, I think, with some of these cases, is that people do cooperate with the police department in Louisville and with prosecutors. I mean, that's a misnomer that people do not. 574 LMPD is one of the most successful things that this department has done, and people use that line oftentimes. The complaint you hear from residents is, what happens when I cooperate with police about a crime and I'm intimidated, or my family members are threatened, or I am either attempted murder, or I am members of my family have been killed? That is what people are saying from this situation we see, where we had a crime scene, people who were involved were out in public having a very emotional reaction, some of them being witnesses and telling the media what they heard, and then literally a shooting happening right then and there. For many residents, the complaint is, I'll cooperate with police, but what assurances can I have that I can go back to my community afterwards? Once the case is settled, whether you solve the case, don't solve the case, whether it's prosecuted or not, where are the broken pieces being picked up after this situation and dealing with law enforcement?